Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A new species of a widow spider was discovered here in South Africa.
Where in South Africa?
I can't tell you yet. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Could it be where you are right now? Mm-mm. No. You know what? Let's get the lowdown. On the line this morning is arachnologist Dr. Ian Engelbrecht. Dr. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
So, just quick first question. At what age did you know that you want to get that close to spiders?
To be honest, I was getting close to spiders from probably about the age of 3 or 4 years old. So it's been a lifelong interest.
Lifelong interest. And obviously, there's no spider on Earth that kills you.
There are actually some, I have to be honest. There are some that are actually just really freaky. But overall, I'm not going to be worried about spiders very much.
Which ones are normally the ones that kill most people? The smaller ones or the bigger, fatter ones?
I think most people get quite freaked out by these big rain spiders that come into their houses, just because of the sheer size of those spiders. You know, they look quite intimidating. They can be quite frightening when they do their threat displays. Most people don't like those at all.
And the irony is, those are harmless.
Those are harmless, yes.
Completely harmless. The irony is, how shall we put it, neater-looking small ones are the ones that you should be worried about, right?
Yes, that's right.
Like the widow spider.
Yes, like the widow spider. We only have a handful of sort of medically important spiders in South Africa. Just as a neat little fact, we've got around 2,000 species of spiders recorded from South Africa.
Yeah.
And only a handful of them, probably about 5 or 6, are actually medically important.
How many of them are really, really life-threateningly dangerous, fatal in South
so
Africa?
So none of them. We don't actually have any confirmed direct deaths resulting from spider bites in South Africa. You do get horrible stuff like, you get these horrible ulcers and sores from things like sack spiders and violent spiders. They're not pleasant at all. And people get very sick if they get bitten by one of the black widow spiders. But we haven't actually had any cases of somebody dying from a bite. We're quite lucky here in South Africa. Yeah.
All right, tell us, how do you discover a brand new species of spider? I mean, does someone come to you, where do they go and say, have you seen the spider before? And you go, no.
Yeah, so there are actually quite a few new species of spiders in South Africa. It's surprisingly easy to find a new species. Less so for something like a widow spider, though. The widows are quite conspicuous, they're quite well known. So this new one that we got was quite a big surprise.
Where is it? Where is it now?
It's folks don't have to worry about this new one. It's restricted to northern KwaZulu-Natal. It lives in sand forests, and as far as we can tell, it's only in sand forests. So sand forests are a threatened habitat type. They're very restricted to the northern parts of Zululand. And that's the only place that we've managed to pick these guys up, is deep in those forests.
So who discovered it deep in a forest?
It's actually friends of mine who run a conservation project in northern KwaZulu-Natal. Barbara, who was the person who first picked it up, is actually a former bikini model from Brazil who's moved to South Africa and taken an interest in entomology and arachnology, and she now spends her time scratching around looking for interesting things. And her and her husband Clint showed me a photo of this thing when I visited them about 2 years ago, and I was just, I'd never seen anything like it.
Oh wow, a former bikini model.
Yes.
Who clearly missed the bush. Went back there and is now spiders. Well then, okay, nice. Listen, thank you so much for the chat. Much appreciated.
Right.
And I think we should chat again. Maybe you should come into the studio and bring some friends with you.
Okay, that would be good.
A lot of the team members are encouraging that idea of having them here around the studio. Thanks, Dr. Ian. Much appreciated. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Pleasure. Bye.
So it's Northern KwaZulu-Natal.
It's a no from me, by the way.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Hey,
think I'm ready, baby. Martin en Span, julle is freaking awesome. You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda FM.